Chag Sameach to everybody. We're approaching Simchas Torah that will be different than every other year, but in some special way will be, Bezrat Hashem, the most important Simchas Torah of our life and the most uplifting one of our life. I can say a few words based on what I heard from Rabbi Ezer Pine this year. If we notice this year, from the beginning, things have been different. I'm not just talking about externally that we are in the shadow of Corona, which has its implications on all of us. Just the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Moyadim this year. We started with Rosh Hashanah, and the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of Tkiyas Shofar D'Oraisa, which is supposed to arouse us to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we did not have Tkiyas Shofar. We came to Sukkot. And the first day of Sukkot, which is the day that we have the Arba Minim Midoraisa, also this year we did not have it. And now we're approaching Simchas Torah, and it will not be the same Simchas Torah. We won't be able to dance the way we generally dance. What does Hashem want from us? We want to rejoice with Hashem. We want to strengthen ourselves with His mitzvahs. And He Davka set up in a way that we don't have many of the focal points and the great mitzvahs that we normally have. What seems obvious over here is Hashem is giving us an opportunity to have a much deeper and uplifting Yomim Tovim that will bring us tremendous Yeshuas and salvation this year. External things are very good because we often need them to arouse ourselves to the feeling, whether it be the feeling of awe and fear or the feelings of simcha. But a person who has a real relationship with anybody doesn't need anything. When you go to a wedding, you need the band to get the whole atmosphere full of simcha. When the cheder yichud, there's no band, there's nothing. There's no need for it because the relationship is there and that's all that is necessary. It is deeper than everything else going on outside. That's what Hashem is setting up for us. Yes, we did not have the Tkiyas Shofar, but we did have the opportunity to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even without the Tkiyas Shofar, I so much appreciate your greatness and your closeness to me and to Klal Yisrael. I'm yearning to see the revelation of your Malchus upon myself and upon all of us. We came to Sukkot, we couldn't rejoice the first day with the Arba Minim, but once again, we felt that I don't have the physical Arba Minim, but the idea of the Arba Minim, the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me everything, everything that I'm eating and everything that I have in my life and the Torah mitzvahs that I have is all a tremendous gift and the special kapara that I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have the sukkah to be with Hashem. He's inviting me into His sukkah. It's not my house that I built. It's a sukkah according to Hashem's specifications, what He wants. Olam Arai, just be with me and rejoice with me. As the yontif is going on, even the weather is getting very hot. Hashem is saying, I'm giving you opportunity to show me you're not going to give up, be mevater, on any part of the mitzvahs. It's maybe physically less pleasant, but the love is so intense, we're not going to compromise on anything. We're going to sit in our sukkah even in the heat. This is the godliness and the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And coming to Simchas Torah, we may not be able to dance, but if we're standing in our place and singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and feeling those deep emotions about Mo'ahavti Torah Secho, Tovli Torah Spich Me'alfi Zov V'chesev, I love your Torah, I love you, I appreciate the gift, it's worth more than anything else in the world. And the songs we're going to sing, Tarli Bein Alav Dovdach HaBemez, we should have the purity of our heart, Secho Zena Inena, B'shul Chalitzim B'rachmim, we should see the revelation of your Shechina. We're going to do that without the regular external part of it. Totally from the lave, from our heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is something that could give us such an immense bracha and Yeshua more than any other year. So I'm mevarach everybody. Realize this. Yes, it may not be the way we want it. It may be less comfortable than every other year. But it's opportunity. Whether we're with the minyan or we're home by ourselves. The main thing is open up our hearts and feel this is an exciting day. Simchas Torah is the day that Hashem just left everything aside. There's no sukkah, there's no Arba Minim, and there's no nothing. Just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani V'Ato, that suda ktana, that little meal that Hashem says, kosher lei pritaskim, it's hard for me to leave. And we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing's going to stop us. We can't do what we normally do. We don't have all that external pomp and circumstance, all the things that add to the excitement. We're going to make it because our heart is connected to you. And if we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our heart is connected to Him, He will show us, like we say in the tefillah, Birchas Hashem, Hasiyenu, load us up with the brachas of L'chaim L'sholem. We can have wonderful lives with peace, the simcha L'sos, and only happiness, and Yeshua's for all of us. Ken Yerotzes.